These are today's headlines and top stories from the Sacramento Bee.
Good morning. It's Friday, January 20th. Here are your top stories from the Sacramento Bee. First, the weather. The Sacramento area will be sunny, with a high near 52. Tonight we'll have a low around 32, with patchy fog after 3 a.m. In homelessness news, at least 7,000 homeless people live outdoors without a shelter bed in Sacramento. City and county officials are unlikely to open nearly enough shelters and apartments to get a significant portion of them indoors in 2023. But local leaders plan several significant changes to wrestle with the area's most pressing issue. The county this year plans to open two large shelters, a North Highlands warehouse to shelter 250 people in tiny homes, and two tiny home villages for 180 people in South Sacramento. The sites will be the largest shelters the county has ever opened. The county could also open 200 new beds in the city, but only if the city provides a shovel-ready site. Some beds could also go away. The county in spring plans to close its last two remaining Project Roomkey motels, which have been sheltering hundreds of homeless people through a state program since the coronavirus pandemic struck. California Governor Gavin Newsom in September signed a bill to open a shelter for hundreds of people at CalExpo, potentially providing space for people living off the American River Parkway. It's unclear if that will happen, but the county during last week's storms opened a homeless warming center at the fairgrounds for the first time in at least a decade. The county has since closed the site, despite nighttime temperatures still dipping into the 30s, which is cold enough to cause hypothermia. At the city level, no new large shelters are planned. City leaders recently shifted their focus to affordable housing, funding over 800 new units, which could start to open in late 2023. The November election moved the council further left, which could lead to fewer sweeps and more shelters, even if it means cutting other parts of the city budget. Councilwoman Katie Valenzuela, the council's most liberal member who now leads the council's powerful law and legislation committee, said earlier this month she wants to revisit the council's controversial decision to keep towing vehicles used by homeless people. At the time of the December 2021 vote, the decision was 6-3, with Valenzuela, Mai Vang and Mayor Daryl Steinberg voting to stop towing homeless vehicles. The decision sparked outrage, with more than 200 people signing a letter in July urging the council to reverse the decision. The city again caught heat when it towed at least five homeless vehicles on January 6, the morning before a major rain and wind storm. It's possible new council members Katie Maple, Karina Talamantes, and Lisa Kaplan could provide the extra two votes needed to halt towing. While enforcement on homeless vehicles and RVs in the capital city could get more lax, enforcement of tent encampments could get more strict. City residents in November approved Measure O, which is now in effect. It allows the city to sweep camps of four or more unrelated people on public property even without offering a shelter bed. City and county bans on camping along the parkway and on tents that block the sidewalk are also in effect, but it does not appear those policies are leading to sweeps. The ballot measure also caused city and county leaders to consider more seriously a long-awaited joint agreement on homelessness. In addition to the 200 new shelter beds, the agreement includes new multidisciplinary teams who are visiting 20 encampments per month. The teams are able to diagnose people on the spot right at the camp, Steinberg said during a December press conference. The workers are then able to drive people to facilities where psychiatrists can prescribe medications, including antipsychotics, the same day. Even with private insurance, the wait for a first appointment with a psychiatrist in Sacramento is often 3 months. With Medi-Cal, it often takes even longer. In COVID news, there are more than five COVID-19 variants currently circulating in California, according to the State Health Department's weekly update, including XBB.1.5, the new, highly contagious form of Omicron, also known as the Kraken subvariant. As of Wednesday, according to the department, BQ.1.1 make up 38.0% of reported Omicron cases in January and BQ.1 makes up 28.6%. BA.5, which was the most dominant variant last summer and considered the worst subvariant, accounts for 9.6% and BA.2.75 at 7.1%. XBB.1.5 makes up 7% of cases and BF.7 is at 2.1%. This report is based on more than 800,000 samples tested. Since there are delays in reporting, the department estimates the variants in high proportion in the state will be BQ.1.1 at around 41.6%, BQ.1 at 26.7% and XBB.1.5 at 22.4%. While these variants aren't currently considered variants of concern by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the State Health Department, they are becoming more transmissible. The variant BF.7, known for being extremely adept at evading immunity, according to an Associated Press report, is at the helm of the current surge in China. XBB.1.5 is known to attach more tightly than its competitors to a receptor that allows viruses to enter a cell, a disease expert at Johns Hopkins University told AP. XBB.1.5, or the Kraken variant, is made from two BA.2 Omicron variants, according to UC Davis Health. It spreads easily and is highly infectious, and was named the most contagious strain of any coronavirus variant by the World Health Organization. Variants of the coronavirus are expected, according to the CDC, due to mutations. Some variations allow the virus to spread more easily or make it resistant to treatments or vaccines, the agency stated on its website. As the virus spreads, it may change and may become harder to stop. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, visit sacbee.com. Thank you for listening. Take care.
This has been today's headlines and top stories from the Sacramento Bee.